Hi, I'm Victoria, founder of the Women's Lifestyle Collective, and I'm all about sharing simple and enjoyable tools that cut through the overwhelm and confusion when it comes to losing weight, where you won't just find yourself shedding excess pounds without dieting, but you will feel in control around food and empowered over your life so the weight never creeps back on. With flexibility built in, this is a process you can live with and love. And I'm going to share my tools and techniques with you in this podcast. Let's get started. Losing weight and just feeling normal again doesn't have to be overwhelming during perimenopause. In fact, just by adding one or more of the tools I'm going to share with you, you'll rev up your body and mind without a ton of effort or time. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I want to share with you five tools that I live by. From around the time of our 40s, our body goes through major changes. There's a lot of different things happening to our brain too, which can leave us feeling and behaving very differently to what we've been used to. You might be experiencing excess physical weight, but mental weight too. We need to make some physical and mental shifts during this time, and the five tools that I'm going to leave you with by the end of this episode will certainly get those shifts moving in the right direction. You know, for the last 10 years, I've been really intentional about what and how I eat, and that has come from my body changing. I found that foods I once enjoyed just didn't make me feel good anymore. I'd feel tired, my body would feel heavy, it just wasn't a good feeling. And it was that drove me to pay attention. What foods were making my body feel good and which weren't? Plus, it was about quantity as well. Eating too much of any foods, even if they're super healthy, can leave you feeling tired and uncomfortable, where our body is working super hard to digest all this food. It has to exert all its energy on this and has little energy left for anything else. So you find your day doesn't work out as perhaps you'd planned because you're simply too tired. You just don't feel good. This all adds to feeling stressed and overwhelmed. And, you know, our body's working really hard to digest a lot of food. That puts stress on the body. We feel uncomfortable and tired and aren't working as efficiently. Maybe we're unable to do the things we'd planned for in the day, say maybe some exercise, a work task. And all these things leave us feeling irritable, where we just can't get on with the things we wanted to do. We're losing motivation, we're losing energy because our body just doesn't feel good. And we simply just either can't be bothered, because mentally we've kind of lost that energy and that motivation, or we just are feeling uncomfortable and feeling a bit yucky. By paying attention to my body, I discovered what foods made me feel physically good, and it naturally follows that when our bodies feel good, we feel good mentally. Our overall well-being and vitality is heightened. So what did I do? Well, I love food like most of us do. And I love to feel good too, like all of us do. When you weigh them up and really think about it, it makes you more conscious over your food choices. I eat food I love, and I eat out in restaurants and on holiday carefree. But the majority of what I eat is healthy, wholesome foods. And the mentality around that is that I'll enjoy the more indulgent foods and eating out to a point where I won't overindulge, because I don't want my body to feel awful. It just makes me feel yucky. Those thoughts, that intentional eating, is how I create balance. So my first tool is to begin to tune into your body and pay attention to it. Get to know the foods and how much of them make you feel physically good and those that don't. Be intentional with your eating. Notice when your body has had enough and remind yourself that you want to feel good. Those moments when you're eating and it tastes so good, remind yourself those moments are short-lived. It's the feeling that lingers is what you experience for hours after, and that's the feeling you want to be good. You want to feel energized for hours after. And we have to just tune in to the intellectual side of our brain, the conscious side of our brain, and remind ourselves, because so much of our eating habits is all in our unconscious part of our brain. So we need to purposefully tune into it and remind ourselves of the feeling. We can relate to the feeling. Remind yourself of the physical feeling it leaves you with when you feel over full, when you feel a bit icky, a bit yucky because you've eaten a lot of really sickly foods or fatty foods, salty foods, sugary foods. Okay, that takes me to the second tool that I want to share with you. That is to decide to eat from a place of self-love. So it follows from the first tool. When you tune into your body and understand how it feels, depending on what you're eating, deciding to fuel it with nourishing foods. You're getting to know a new body right now. Things you could eat and get away with when you were younger, it just may not be the case now. You might have been able to lose weight quite easily when you were younger, and now you just can't. It's really hard to shift. And that's because our body is out of balance. So with these tools, it's about creating harmony and balancing the body again. So this brings me then on to my third tool, and that is, don't buy into the philosophy that this is just what happens when you get older, that you put on weight more easily, that you can't shift the weight as easily, you lose motivation for things and energy. Because if we take on these thoughts, it instantly creates a block, because your mind works to prove yourself true, always. So whatever you repeatedly say to yourself and believe is the reality. This thinking isn't helpful, it's a hindrance. So work on practicing better thoughts, that you can do this, that you deserve to pay attention to yourself, what you put into your body, the thoughts you put into your head, the self-care practices that you're going to start. We all want that feeling, that good feeling, and it's about learning and adapting to get that amazing feeling from other sources that isn't food. And the best part is, food only gives us that feeling momentarily. Temporary, quick fixes, like a band-aid on a wound. These tools will deeply nourish your mind and body so that amazing feeling, it lasts. Okay, so we're getting near the end, and the fourth tool that I want to share with you is about choosing the right food for hormones and weight loss. So the first tools are really trying to understand how your body works, what is working with your body, what foods are working with your body, and which are causing inflammation, causing you to feel tired, lacking energy, mentally causing you to lack motivation and feel low. Now, this tool is then about introducing a way of eating and the types of foods that are going to balance out your hormones. So the Women's Lifestyle Collective methodology has three pillars: mindset, health, and wellness. And it's a combination of these pillars that create balance so that you can live your ideal weight forever with a lifestyle that's healthy and that you really love. When it comes to choosing the foods to eat that nourish your body, my method is based on the Blue Zone principles. The blue zones are those areas in the world that are said to have the happiest, healthiest, and longest lifespans. So my philosophy is very much based in the Mediterranean diet, where some of the blue zones are located in the Mediterranean. And as a general rule, a meal would be made up of 30% protein, unprocessed, 60% plant-based carbohydrates, and 10% good fats. So in the members club, I have guides and kits to this way of eating. There's no counting calories. There's no bad food lists. This isn't about ruling out foods, unhealthy foods from your life. It's about eating less of them and just ensuring that the majority of the foods you eat are the healthier kind and to an amount where you are sufficiently full. As much as you're training your body to eat in a different way, it's also about training your brain, your mind with these new habits. So finally, my fifth tool is to move your body in a way that feels good for you. There's so much information out there on what we should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to exercise, particularly during midlife, during the perimenopause. So for weight loss, the truth is 80% is about food and only 20% is about exercise. So don't get too caught up in what you think you should be doing to burn calories and think of exercise from a place of what feels good for you instead. So if you have the notion that you hate exercise because you think you've got to run 5K runs or do torturous workouts in order to lose the weight, and because exercise is important, particularly during this period of your life, that rationale is only going to stop us doing anything at all, because the prospect of that thinking doesn't fill you with joy or motivation. In fact, it probably, certainly for me, fills me more with dread. So this is about tuning in with your body and only doing what feels good, that leaves you feeling energized, that you're motivated to do it. So for me, it's yoga. I love yoga. The stretches, the strength, it leaves me feeling good. I also love walking. So have fun trying different things. Any kind of movement that motivates you and leaves you feeling good. So get creative and think about all different things. Maybe it's dance classes, swimming, badminton, Pilates, anything. These are my top five tools that will boost your weight loss during these hormonal changes. I'll leave you with them. Have a gorgeous week. Bye for now. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a think about one thing you can take away and start applying right now. Losing weight for most of us isn't easy. So before you go, I want to tell you about our members club, a game-changing weight loss and lifestyle hub where we help you lose weight without dieting and disrupting your life. This means you won't be counting calories, restricting food groups, or going hungry. What it does mean is that we address the root cause of why you eat the way you do. We change your habits around food and end emotional and mindless eating. Lose the weight, keep it off for good, and show up for yourself every day, making healthier choices. If this sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, you can find out more by heading to womenslifestylecollective.com/membership.